I had an experience in one of the ministries where God has blessed us to serve, where there was a guy that the further we got, the less impressed he was with me. He was part of the hiring process, and he grew in regret day by day through the course of my ministry. And some of you know what I'm talking about. I became less and less attractive day after day after day. And finally it got to the point where we were obviously not moving in the same direction. And he said to me, "Why can't you understand that uniformity is a requirement of unity?" Well, I'd heard that before, so I was ready this time. And I said to him, because I love him, I said it gently. I said, "Which one of you do you want me to be uniform with?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "When we moved here, you were teaching a class on marriage and divorce and remarriage. I was in that class. I remember what you taught. I've still got the notes. But over the course of time, as you studied and you grew and you changed, you don't believe that anymore. So which one of you am I supposed to be uniform with? Am I uniform with the guy that hired me, or am I uniform with the guy that I'm sitting with now in this truck?" I said, "You see, your problem is that one of us is going to have to quit thinking if uniformity is the goal. One of us is just going to have to quit." I said to him, "One of us is going to have to shut this and put it behind us, and only one of us is going to have an open one of these if we're going to have uniformity as the key to unity."